Last week, we started off with the idea of restore. Chris did a great job talking about his background, where he came from. And as we go into this week, and as I asked Melita to come up and talk about this word refining and what that looks like, you're going to hear about her testimony and what God has brought her through. So I'm going to give it over to Melita. Let's give it up for Melita.
Thank you. Thank you. Good morning. So I'm very honored and blessed to be here and just to be able to just come share my story with you. And when Pastor Richie asked me to come and just kind of share what refined looks like in my life, I really had to just kind of just go back and see over these last 5 years and everything that I put in to work with it. So I'm going to just share briefly about where I've come from and where God is really taking me to. So we're all just familiar with desperate times calls for desperate measures, right? So as I'm going through this and I was thinking about the refining process, God has really done a work in me, but it took a process to get there. And just to start off, growing up, it wasn't easy. I was raised by a single mom, and I had two sisters and a brother. We lived in low-income communities, and it was just struggle sometimes. She worked two jobs to be able to provide for us, and being the oldest, I had to take responsibilities that maybe I didn't want at the time, but I had to do it because I love my family and I love my mom. And just, I don't know. Whew. But so anyways, those responsibilities came with, you know, making sure that they were being raised, being fed, make sure they got to school, make sure they got home because she worked so much. But she did the best that she could. And I'm really grateful for that because I did learn a lot from her as far as work ethic and making sure that her kids were taken care of. And even to this day, I'm going to do what I have to do to make sure that my kids and even my family are taken care of too. So, but being that she was a single mom and I didn't have a dad, a lot of issues started to stem from that because I didn't have a dad. And I grew up to the point where I really wanted to try to find him, and I had no luck. But also those issues came with, you know, other struggles to where I started looking for attention from boys. I started sneaking around and just acting out, but it really showed because the underlying issues that I had really came out as I got older and where I just sought attention from guys instead of God. So really, just growing up, I actually ran away at 16. I didn't want the responsibilities. Sorry. Terrible. Sorry. So when I decided to run away at 16, I didn't want the responsibilities anymore to basically parent my siblings, you know, and it was just very overwhelming. But also I just had a lot of other issues going on, just emotionally, just not having a dad in my life. And again, like I said, I just went to finding attention from other boys and other relationships that weren't healthy for me. So when I ran away, I ended up pregnant at 17. And right after I got pregnant and had my daughter Aaliyah, I got married at 18 to her dad, but that didn't last long because I was divorced at 25. But then also, by the time I was divorced, I was already in another a relationship that lasted for 15 years. So, but even through that span of time from when I ran away to age 37, I really dealt with a lot of issues, emotional abuse, just being homeless and sleeping from house to house when I didn't have a place to live when I was younger. But I was grateful for people for, you know, taking us in. But I've attempted college 3 times at this point in this span, and I haven't finished yet. And then I had 2 more kids out of wedlock. And, you know, so God has really, really been convicting me, especially in that relationship, to really just come back to him and just, it was time to just to do better. But I didn't listen like we always do for the most part. I know I didn't. But really, when I was in my 20s, God had really given me a vision to have a community center. And in that vision, it was me just owning something, but I couldn't imagine myself owning anything because of where I came from. We didn't have those examples in our life to show you that you can actually own your own business. But I just wanted to say, just even in brokenness, God will still place a seed in you. God will still plant a vision in you. It doesn't matter what season you're going through right now. He will give it to you, and it is our responsibility, and it was my responsibility to do what it took to get to the point where I'm at today. So I talked about desperate times, and this is really where my life really shifted and started to change back in 2015. After being in this relationship for 15 years, no marriage, just unhealthiness, it was just really bad. But I have two beautiful children out of that relationship, which God has really blessed me with. But I realized that after a painful breakup and having to finally just say enough was enough, that I couldn't do it anymore, and that it wasn't fair just to not only me, but it wasn't fair to him, because we both deserve better than what we had and what we were giving each other. So really, I ended that relationship back in 2015. It's August 2015. And from there, I knew that it was time to just get back with God, just start my relationship, a real relationship that I knew that I can really grow from and learn from and get the love that I was so desperately yearning for. And I just want to say, no matter what, I mean, I've left God so many times. I grew up in church, and I found my way to church when I was 8 years old. We were catching the church van, or the bus used to just come through the neighborhood to pick us up. But no matter what, how many times you leave God or you think that God has left you, he's always going to be there for you. He will always be there when you're ready to say, I'm ready. I'm here, Lord. What is it that you want me to do? So just remember. So refine. This is where the process comes in to what God has really done in my life, this refining process. And it all really started from just being disciplined. And as you can imagine, I probably lacked a lot of discipline growing up because, again, I was the oldest. My mom worked all the time. So I basically kind of almost did what I wanted to do. So, but here we are. I'm 37 years old, and I'm just ready just to do better for me. And so just a simple definition of what refine means, and it really just means to remove impurities. And when I really dug deeper, it's just meant to really just get rid of the toxic that's in you, whether it's in your mind, in your heart, your thoughts, whatever it is, it's just to remove all of that. And the only way that we are able to remove those toxics out of our body, out of our mind, is to connect with God. And that's what really that I had to do in this moment. I was desperate. So if we have the scripture, Matthew 6:33. So this scripture is really near and dear to my heart because it was one of the very first scriptures that I had learned as a child, and I've carried a scripture throughout my life with me. And no matter where I've fallen, no matter where I ended up, I've always been reminded about this scripture. And it says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you. So, moving into the disciplines, and these are the actions that I had to take that I knew that I needed for myself. Now, my actions may be different from yours, and whatever it is that you may have to do to maybe get yourself in the place where you need to be with God, but these are the desperate measures that I had to take to in order to survive and be a better person, a better mother, a better sister, a better aunt, a better friend to the people that are around me. So the first one is repentance. And that's easy to say, but a lot of times we might just ignore that. And we really have to just come to that point and be like, okay, God. And I really did. I had to say, okay, God, I was wrong. He had tried to come in and so many times to help me and rescue me, but I was so stubborn and so wanting my own way, and I didn't see it God's way. So first off, I had to admit that I was wrong, and then I just had to ask him to forgive me. And like I said, he never left me. I left him, but as soon as I asked him to forgive me, he was right there to pick me back up. And then I just had to just get back to the basics. And the basics is just going to church. I mean, immediately when I knew in my heart it was time, and I was in church Sunday mornings, sometimes two services, Monday nights for women's Bible study, Wednesday night for worship, and that's what I did. I had to flood myself with God's word, and just to start that process of to just renewing my mind and my thinking process. And then the next one would be that I just had to start praying again, because for a lot of times I didn't pray, or I didn't pray enough, or I didn't know how to pray. But mostly I probably didn't pray, honestly. But I knew that I needed to start praying again and start having those daily conversations with God again. And the next one would be tithing. And that has really just been the core foundation of who I am today. I was a stay-at-home mom for 2 years before the breakup, so I didn't have any money. I didn't tithe at the time. So I really had to go back into the workplace and try to be able to provide for my kids and move out and get a home for them. But I started working, and as soon as I started working, I started tithing immediately. And it's non-negotiable at this point. So that's all I can say, is non-negotiable. I messed it up twice, and in this span of 5 years, I went 2 months without tithing, and that was probably the worst time ever in my life. Probably not, but it would seem like it was. But so tithing is definitely non-negotiable. And then the last basic would be fasting. And growing up, I really didn't know what fasting really meant until I really dove into God's word and just kind of started to learn what fasting really meant to me and to God. So this really just gave me the opportunity to come to him, whether it was a 3-day fast or a 7-day fast or 21 days. But that's really just setting aside all your priorities that you think is so important and setting that aside and just giving that time to God. And that is the time that God is able to come in, speak to you, and be able to show you what needs to be maybe removed out of your life or what he wants to bring into your life. And then the next one would be full submission to God. And this is where it was hard, because I didn't want to give all control to God. I wanted to give him 75% at times or 80% at times. But I knew if I needed to have that connection and build a strong relationship, that it had to be full submission. And so I had to put God first. And being able to do that, it was a struggle, but hello? Okay. So I had to put God first. And I mean, when I say first, it was for everything. He came before everything. I had to put him, you know, at the throne of my heart. So, and then, sorry, the one day, thank you, sister. So then came intentional, and this is where I had to be really desperate to take these steps on, because in the first year, I really had to remove a lot of things out of my life, a lot of music that I listened to, a lot of movies that I watched, because those connected me to my past and to past relationships that I didn't want to have any connection with anymore. So I had to really die those down and replace those with gospel music and worship music and sermons. And that, again, was the process to start transforming the way I thought about myself, the way I see myself, and how God seen me. So I did that for a year, and I probably watched hundreds that first year, and even thousands today, because I still do that today. And then next would be, I woke up every day. I committed to waking up every day and just gave God 5-10 minutes of my time just in the morning, just to kind of listen to him, sit in his presence, and just kind of hear him and see what he just had for me, you know, and just prayed for my kids and prayed for my jobs at the time, and or whatever, you know, whatever it was. It was just that moment of just silence with him. And then I limited certain relationships in my life. I had to cut out some relationships, or God removed some relationships and he brought new ones in. But it was key for me to really focus on me and the destination where God was taking me, and how I can be that good parent, the good mother, the friend, the sister, you know, a coworker. So those relationships, I had to really dial some of those back, because some of them were unhealthy. And then really, I just went to work, went to church, came home, took care of my kids. And that was really my life for that first year. Like, I really, when I say I cut back, it was like really extreme. I cut back on a lot of stuff. And then the last thing would be that I had to set expectations for myself. And for me, if we set expectations here, but God sees us here and he wants to bring life to you, he wants to bring, you know, his promises to you, we have to think on his level. And it was time for me to start thinking more of myself and less of me, because there was plenty of times where I just put myself down, or I didn't think positive about myself for whatever reason. But it was time to now really change my thinking process. So I can say, through all these disciplines, I had to choose. It is a choice. Is it a choice that we have to make? But it was a desperate choice that I had to make to change for the future of myself. And with that, we have Romans 12:2, and it says, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, and good and acceptable and perfect." And again, I just really focused on that scripture a lot. I focused on Matthew 6:33 a lot to remind myself, you know, it's God first. It's not about me. It's about him and his glory and what I was going to do for him. So this may seem extreme, which it probably is to some people, but it was really life or death for me. It was really the fact that I had to make this choice, like I said before, to get to a healthier place in my life. So with these practical steps that I've taken in my life, God has really started shifting me, shifting my life. I went from working minimum wage at Little Greek when I first started, and now I'm making 3 times my hourly wage today. God has really blessed me with a great job at a great company right now. And God has resurrected my vision. And after 20 years in the making, I didn't know if it was ever going to come true. But last year when I was at a church conference, God said, jump. And he said, jump all in. Not no baby steps, not in the 3 feet. He wanted me to jump all in. So I took that step and I applied to get my nonprofit license at that time, not knowing that in June of 2019, I was going to be laid off from my job. And then I didn't know how I was going to be able to pay for this license. But because I was so grounded and so stand firm in God's word, I did not cower to the enemy. I did not allow him to tell me what I can, I cannot have, because God had already promised me. So even so, in June, when they told me I was going to be terminated, we had 12 weeks to work. And not once did I was scared. I wasn't scared of not having a job. I wasn't scared to be able to provide for my kids because I knew that the favor of God was on my life. And knowing that, I went in. I had to take a test that I had already failed twice before from a different position. And I was able to take that test 10 days before my termination date. And I started my new position just 7 days before. I had to pass that test before I was unemployed, basically. So, and I just give all that to God, because if it wasn't for him, it's not me, basically. It's not me. So I just want to say this, that God will plant a seed in darkness. I think I've already said it. I don't know. But he still plants seeds no matter where you're at, no matter what season you're in. He wants you to have all your desires of your heart. There is not one thing that he does not want to give you if it lines up with him. And the key thing was for me to align myself up, my mind, my thoughts with him, so I can see the vision that he has for me. So with that being said, I said earlier that I attempted college 3 times and I dropped out 3 times. And again, this 20 is actually popular because 20 years in the making, I will be graduating this summer from SCU with my AA degree in ministry leadership. It has been hard work, but I'm super proud that I never gave up, and I never gave up on a dream that I had to even just show my kids that you can do whatever that you put your mind to. And then after all of this, God has given me the opportunity to finally buy my own home. So I'm in that process right now. And I'm praying right now that there's an offer accepted when I get off the stage here. So they're making a decision by noon. So let's go, Jesus, because and that's what I'm believing in. So I say all this to say that through all the disciplines, through all the hurt, through all the pain that I've gone through, I've learned to just love who I am. I've learned to receive God's love. It was so hard for me to receive love from other people because, one, I didn't love myself, and two, I didn't see how God sees me. And just going through that, just being able to hear God's voice again, is just so calming and comforting to know that he loves me enough to just speak those little things to me. And to close, I just want to say the refining process never stops. It's a continuous thing that we have to do constantly, depending on what season you're in of your life. And just to say that, it wouldn't be fair if I told you that I went through all of this and didn't have any issues, because the enemy is real, and he has tried so many times to take me down, and there were so many times and opportunities where I could have just stayed down. But I didn't, because, again, I know who I am. I know who I am in God. I'm a child of God, and I just cannot allow him to think that he can have the best of me. He had enough, but God's restoring everything that he thought he took from me. So, so just remember, it's just spiritual warfare, and He used a lot of things that were close to me, my family, my job, my employment, my finances, relationships, particularly relationships with men, because I really never had any healthy relationships. So those are the things that he really tried to use against me. And again, nothing came easy. Nothing came without a fight. But I took the desperate measures and stayed grounded in God's word. And I'm not scared to fight him. So if y'all need help, I'm here. Because I like to go face to face with the enemy. So it's okay. I don't want to have him sneak up behind me. I would rather go face to face with him and let him know that I will not cower to him, that he's already lost and God has already won the victory. He's already sitting on the throne. So I will not allow him to bring me down anymore. and I'm about to close. So I've learned just to fight through prayer. I've learned to fight through worship. There's times up here I just want to run through this church because I know where God has brought me from. And it is just that brings me pure joy in my heart again to know that God loves me so much no matter where I've come from. And again, I fight with people, my community. You know, God has removed friendships out of my life, but he's brought new ones in. I love Misty. They brought me in. They love me. They love my kids. I've met so many new people. If it wasn't my faith to leave one church and come here and knowing that all this was going to come, I could have been fearful and stayed where I was. But God said, no, it's time to move. And you have to be open to hear that. And if I wasn't healthy enough, I would have missed it. And I would have missed all the blessings that are coming here. So I just have one challenge question. And I'm going to leave you with this. And I'm going to close, Richie. So what areas in your life that you need to be more disciplined? And it's really something that you just have to think about. Because, again, it's a different season all the time. So some things we might have to change. Some things we might have to adjust. And that's okay. But just think about that. And then two, I'm going to just leave this with you. Don't ever stop seeking God's face. I try to keep my eyes fixed on him and everything else falls into place. And then lastly, is just keep God at the throne of your heart. And that's it. I'm done. Thank you.